हरे कृष्ण उत्तम हो जो डिजर्ट्स उत्तम हो जो दिस इज हाई इज नॉट दैट शेव बियर
शेव
दैट इज करेक्ट यू नो द आई एंड पुट योर टॉप एट द टॉप लाइन. So yesterday we went through the chapter titles and the first verse of Bhagavad Gita. So in the first verse we saw how Dhritarashtra, so he was blind and he was holding to his position, Dhritarashtra. And we also saw that how he was doubtful of the whether his children will compromise. So he had doubt. Do that, go behind. Okay? You want to listen, sit in the front. So he was doubtful about the whether his sons will fight or they will make a compromise. And he was also fearful because of the holy place, the influence of that. Dharma Kshetra, Kuru Kshetra. And so he asks this question. And Srila Prabhupada, how from the very beginning he establishes Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this war was not an ordinary war. So Mahabharata, we know, Srila Prabhupada said there were two great wars in the history of humanity. So one was Ramayana and one was Mahabharata. And the heroes of both were devotees. So devotee is expert, and even in fighting, so of course, unnecessarily they will not fight, just like Arjuna. So he was giving many arguments not to fight, but it was necessary. You all can write later. So this we have not started discussing yet. So you all write later, it will be good. We will give time. Board will be there as it is. It will not go. So... So when it was inevitable, that time only they came on the battlefield. So because Duryodhana, he refused to give even a land into which a point of a needle can be put. So in Sanskrit it is Suchagra. So they didn't allow that much also. So Kshatriyas like to rule. So they can't live without ruling. So they have to take taxes. They live on that. They will take care of the citizens. So Brahmanas can beg and take charity and subsist on that. But for Kshatriyas, without ruling they can't live. So it was inevitable. So, and this was such a great war that just in 18 days, so 64 crores of people were massacred. So not like World War I and World War II, where very few must have died, maybe some thousand or say maybe some lakhs. But 64 crores of people were killed. And it was Dharma Yuddha. So we can see in Mahabharata, many times it comes. So there are many rules of fighting also. So according to the religious principles, so there are rules how a Kshatriya has to fight. And this was especially a war which will kill all the demons. So Krishna had got all the, so atheists and non-believers in him on the battlefield just to kill everyone at one shot. So this was Dharma Yuddha, to establish Dharma, to establish righteous sons of Pandu, the Pandavas. And also another thing is in fighting. That we'll discuss later. Before that. So 18 days of fight. So it is a fight, just like we can see Arjuna was put into confusion. And for him Bhagavad Gita was spoken. So which is happening in the battlefield. So this is Mahabharata war is going on the battlefield. And Arjuna is put into anxiety. So Bhagavad Gita is also a literature for us, wherein we can fight with the Maya. So Bhagavad Gita is given for us so that we can prepare our fight, prepare ourselves to fight with Maya. So to understand how we are in illusion. So spiritual life is also a fight with Maya. So as long as one takes to spiritual life, so he declares war. So for this, the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, indeed, the whole situation was created to give this Bhagavad Gita. So Mahabharata, the purpose was of Mahabharata war, so was to make people curious to get this knowledge. So how to live in this material world and conquer over Maya and go back to Godhead. So that was the purpose. So we also have struggle with Maya. So every day the war began with conscience. So 18 days. So the war began with conscience. And we also starting with Mangalarti. So every day we have to attend different things, especially sadhana, to keep ourselves strong from Maya. So like this. So Bhagavad Gita is for us. So that we can fight the war with Maya. So next verse we'll go. No. So all can repeat. Sanjaya Uvacha. Together we'll say. Sanjaya Uvacha. Drishvadu Pandavanikam. Yunam Duryodhanasa. Acharyam Upasangamya. So when the first, so we'll read the translation also. Sanjaya said, O king, after looking over the army arranged in a military formation by the sons of Pandu, King Duryodhana went to his teacher and spoke the following words. So, Drishtvatu Pandavanikam. So upon seeing the soldiers of the Pandavas properly arranged, Yudham Duryodhana Spada. So who saw? Duryodhana saw. So immediately Sanjaya, he immediately replied this answer to assure that your sons didn't make any compromise. So especially Duryodhana. So he immediately went to Dronacharya. Acharyam Upasangamya. So he immediately went to Dronacharya. So to discuss about the political situation. So what is the strength of the Pandavas and what is our strength, to explain this. So here Duryodhana especially is addressed as Raja. Raja Vachanam Abravit. So there are two reasons. So first, because he is not Raja, so he is not king still. So we know that Dhritarashtra was temporarily the king. And still it is surprising that Sanjaya is using the word king. So it was one reason, it was to encourage Dhritarashtra. He wanted to encourage Dhritarashtra. So he used the word. And another reason was because Duryodhana was very political. So kings means they have political nature. So we'll be seeing in the very same verse also. So if we see, he is king, and Dronacharya and Bhishma, so they are commanders, especially Dronacharya is commander in chief, Bhishma Dev, so he is commander in chief, and they should come to the king to inform. So king shouldn't go to them, so they should come and inform. But because, two reasons again for that, so because he was, first of all, he was a afraid of the strength of Pandavas. So what he thought was, after going to forest, after going to exile, they didn't have any wealth, they were taken by all their kingdom, so nothing they had. So they were bereft of everything, and they were staying in the forest. So what he thought was that Pandavas might be weak, so they might have eaten roots, so they'll not be able to collect many soldiers also. So, but he was, upon seeing so many soldiers nicely arranged, so he was also surprised. And because of this fear only, he approached Dronacharya. Otherwise, he didn't, it was not required. So he approached Dronacharya like that, and he started explaining so the situation. So like this he is diplomat. So diplomacy means to make sure that his kingdom is going on, they are ready to do anything. So he was ready to approach Dronacharya also. Another reason why he is a diplomat. So he was surprised how they were collecting. Like they had got 7 Akshohani senas. So Kauravas they had only, they had 11 of course, they had more. But actually if we see, 3 Akshohani senas were taken, so Krishna gave, so to Duryodhana. So when the choice was there, so Duryodhana and Arjuna, they were either, they could take either Krishna or the soldiers of Krishna. And 3 Akshohani senas, they were Narayana senas. So they were of Krishna, Krishna's soldiers. And they were taken by Kauravas. So if we see, if we subtract 3 from 11, so they had only 8. So 11 minus 3. And then those could have gone to Krishna, Pandavas also. So like that they were surprised. So without much strength, being in the forest, how could they collect so many things? And so he immediately went to Dronacharya. So politics is like this only, Rajaniti. And here also, Vyuda means arrangement. So in different ways they are arranged. So here, Anika Vyuda. So Anika means it is general arrangement. So there would be different kinds of arrangements, like lotus arrangements. One example means the soldiers would be arranged in the lotus formation. So this is one thing. So he immediately went to Dronacharya. So we'll read the purport. The first part of the purport, it is telling that it is related to the first verse. So especially we'll read that anyway. So I'll explain. Dhritarashtra was blind from birth. Unfortunately, he was also bereft of spiritual vision. He knew very well that his sons were equally blind in the matter of religion, and he was sure that they could never reach an understanding with the Pandavas, who were all pious since birth. Understanding means, okay, you take some kingdom, we will take some kingdom and we will rule. So that is understanding. So he knew properly that they will never compromise. But still, next statement says, still he was doubtful about the influence of the place of pilgrimage, and Sanjaya could understand his motive in asking about the situation on the battlefield. So still he thought the influence of Dharma Kshetra, Kurukshetra may influence his sons, Duryodhana and his other sons. Sanjaya therefore wanted to encourage the despondent king and thus assured him that his sons were not going to make any sort of compromise under the influence of the holy place. Sanjaya therefore informed the king that his son Duryodhana, after seeing the military force of the Pandavas, at once went to the commander-in-chief Dronacharya to inform him of the real position. So here Dronacharya is said to be commander-in-chief. Although Duryodhana is mentioned as the king, he still had to go to the commander on account of the seriousness of the situation. So it was very serious. So he could understand that they have got many soldiers. He was therefore quite fit to be a politician. So politicians are like that. So we will be seeing many qualities of politicians exhibited by Duryodhana, one after the other, when we will go through the verses. But Duryodhana's diplomatic veneer could not disguise the fear he felt when he saw the military arrangement of the Pandavas. So Duryodhana went to Dronacharya as though he is giving respect to his teacher. But actually there was some other intention. So diplomatic people, they behave in that way. So they have something in mind and they show externally something else. So like that, Duryodhana was very diplomatic. So we'll go to the third verse. Pashyaitam Panduputranam Acharya Mahatim Chamum Vyudham Drupada Putrena Tavashishena Dhimada. So now he is saying, so now in this verse actually, so Dronacharya especially, so he had, so here Drupada Putrena Dhimata is told, sorry, Tava Shishyena Dhimata. So both are same. So Drupada Putra and Tava Shishya, so they both they are pointing to Drishtadyumna. So Drishtadyumna was begot especially to kill Dronacharya. So there is one history after this. So Drupada, the king, and Dronacharya, so they were in the same Gurukul. So this was Gurukul system. So especially the higher class people were sent to Gurukul. So especially Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. So Drupada was a prince and Dronacharya, he was poor Brahmana, son of. So and they were together staying and they were very close. So they didn't had, oh, I am king's son, I am Brahmana's son. They were very close. They didn't make distinction. And once upon a time, he had promised in the childhood that I'll give you, I'll help you at some time. Or whenever you are in trouble, I'll help you or something like that. And then later when they had grown up, they forgot everything. They were staying separately. But once upon a time, what happened? Dronacharya's son, so because he was very poor, he couldn't provide him milk also. So we can imagine. So we are getting nice milk here. But he couldn't provide milk to his son, Ashwathama. And then, so he remembered Drupada's instruction or his words that I'll help you in financial things and all. And then he went to him. And then upon going to Drupada, Drupada said, so friendship can be had only among equals. So he told like that. I am king, so you, where are you? So then he got very angry, Dronacharya. And just to take revenge, he wanted to take revenge. But for that later, so when he taught the military science to Pandavas and to Kauravas, so upon teaching them, he told them, Guru Dakshina, you have to get Drupada to me. So like that they went, they conquered. First, Kauravas couldn't do that, but Arjuna especially, so he got him. And then, like this, he was forced to give half of the kingdom to Dronacharya. So this is the history. Then Drupada wanted to take revenge. Then what he did a big sacrifice just to beget a child who will kill Dronacharya. And so it is very important. So we can see. So indirectly in this verse, Duryodhana is indirectly indicating that although you knew that Drupada's son had to kill you, still you didn't hesitate to impart. So he knew properly. Dronacharya knew that my enemy has begot this small child, so that I'll be killed. But still, Brahmana means he is very liberal. So this is one qualification of Brahmana. So Pandita Samadarshina, while giving knowledge especially, he will see qualification, whether he is qualified or no. Like for example, Ekalavya was not given the knowledge. So of course, he did the statue and he tried to learn. So there is no Guru Bhakti actually. So at first hand only, he was asked, he was not qualified, so he was rejected. So sometimes people say, oh, Ekalavya, they give example for Guru Bhakti, that he was so much dedicated to his Guru that he made his statue and he learned the military science. But actually it was not so. So when, if he is dedicated to Guru, then especially Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur elaborately he writes, then why at first hand he didn't take his instruction? So So he didn't want him to learn. Otherwise he would have given, because he was from low class. Nishad community, and they are not given. So because they'll misuse the science. So that is other thing. So we can see Dronacharya, although he knew that Drishtadyumna will kill me in the future. So he is born to kill me, but still he didn't hesitate to cue the science. So that way, like that, they are so much dutiful brahmanas. So they don't consider. So anyway, we are going to die. So death today or tomorrow, it is destined. Like that, they are convinced. And they don't hesitate for anything. So even to the enemy, they are ready to give the knowledge. So this is the point. So purposefully, Duryodhana is telling, Tava shishyena dhimata. So your intelligent disciple has arranged. So because the arrangement was made by Drishtadyumna. Behold, he is saying. Mahatim chamum. So chamum also, there is one description. Chamum means there is one collection of army, it is, or division of army. It has 729 chariots, 729 elephants, so 2187 horses and 3645 infant soldiers. So just like Akshohani, so there is description of all these things. So Akshohani in Srila Prabhupada, the 9th canto, in one big verse from Mahabharata, he quotes. So how many horses, how many chariots, how many chariot drivers, so all the things he gives description. So like this Chamyum also is one now, collection of certain army. Mahati means great. Mahati Chamyum. Vyudham Drupada Putrena. Vyudham means arranged. Arranged by Drupada Putra. Tava Shishena Dhimata. So we'll read the purpose. First translation, I didn't read it. O my teacher, behold the great army of the sons of Pandu, so expertly arranged by your intelligent disciple, the son of Drupada. Purport will read. So again, he is Srila Prabhupada. You can see in the first word only he is using great diplomat. Duryodhana, a great diplomat, wanted to point out the defects of Dronacharya, the great Brahman commander in chief. So he is finding the defect. Dronacharya had some political quarrel with King Drupada, the father of Draupadi, who was Arjuna's wife. So Drishtadyumna and Draupadi were brothers and sisters. So they were children of Drupada. As a result of this quarrel, Drupada performed a great sacrifice by which he received... I'll read the purport, later we will get time. You all should be seeing where we are reading. You are seeing? Second verse. Drupada performed a great sacrifice by which he received the benediction of having a son who would be able to kill Dronacharya. Dronacharya knew this perfectly well, and yet as a liberal Brahmana, he did not hesitate to impart all his military secrets when the son of Drupada, Drishtadyumna, was entrusted to him for military education. So Brahmanas, they should not hesitate. One of the reason for downfall of Vedic culture was Brahmanas didn't preach. So society is arranged very nicely. So Brahmana means he is broad-minded. So he is not narrow-minded. So he will give knowledge to everyone. So he will discriminate, that is it. Now on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Drishtadyumna took the side of the Pandavas, and it was he who arranged for their military phalanx, after having learned the art from Dronacharya. Duryodhana pointed out this mistake of Dronacharya so that he might be alert and uncompromising in the fighting. So now we should not do the same mistake. Now again you should not be liberal. By this he wanted to point out also that he should not be similarly lenient in battle against the Pandavas, who were also Dronacharya's affectionate students. Arjuna, affectionate means he liked them. So teacher, they like some students, they don't like naughty students. So like that, Arjuna was very dedicated, and he was very nice student. So like that Prabhupada is telling all Pandavas, but especially Arjuna. Arjuna especially was his most affectionate and brilliant student. He was very intelligent also. Duryodhana also warned that such leniency in the fight would lead to defeat. So he is warning in the beginning only. So much he is, you see. So he is warning his teacher also, he is telling, you know, we can see his qualities. Then, okay. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also was magnanimous. He also spread the message of Krishna consciousness. He didn't see any, even, so Brahmanas give Vedic knowledge, even in Krishna consciousness. So especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada. So in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very liberal. So he didn't care. So he didn't see mlechas. So he made them qualified. And he gave them the knowledge. So next verse. Atra shuramane shvasa bhimana samaditi yudhano yudhadascha drupadascha maharataha. So we'll read the translation first. Here in this army are many heroic bowmen equal in fighting to Bhima and Arjuna, great fighters like Yudhana, Virata and Drupada. So we know the he has started describing, of course in the previous verse only, he started describing Pandava's army, so how it is arranged. But especially in this verse, he started telling different Maharathas. So three Maharathas he started telling, which are listed here, first three. So he is saying, here there are Atra Shura Maheshwasa. Shura means heroes. Shura. Bhima Arjuna Samayudhi. So he is comparing their strength with Bhima and Arjuna. So comparison makes us understand better. So who are those fighters? They are not ordinary fighters. So they are great fighters like Bhima and Arjuna. So Bhima, everyone knows, so he had strength of 16,000 elephants. 10,000 elephants. Okay, more than 10,000. So he was so strong that elephant power, we know. We don't know, of course. So Priyavanpo generally describes that how in Gokuldham, in the Belgaum, when the elephant, he just to show, catch the attention. So with its trunk, it just made one big tree fall. So then that devotee could understand what is the elephant power. So like that, Bhima had so much strength. So naturally, so he is compared to, the others are compared. And Arjuna also, he was very powerful. He fought with, even Shiva was attracted and he gave his weapon to him. So even in heavenly planets, Arjuna went and fought many times. So many descriptions would be there. So I know very few, I am telling very few. So Yuyudhano Viratascha Drupadascha Maharataha. So here three Maharathas are described. So here there is what you call hierarchy in the people who are fighting on the battlefield. Just like even now we have, they are ordinary soldiers, then they are captains, then they are commanders, then commander-in-chief. So they have different gradations. So similarly, even that time, 5,000 years ago, so there were many such things. And here, Maharatha are told. So great fighters. So great fighters means, it is described, they can alone fight with 11,000 soldiers, or 11,000 people, or chariots like that. So in one verse tells that Ekadasha Sahasrani. Ekadasha means 11. Sahasrani means 1,000. Yodayet yastu dhan vinam. So he can fight. Astra Shastra Pravinascha. So he is very expert, Pravina. Maharatha iti smritaha. So he is called a Maharati. So they are Ardharatis, Ratis, Atiratis and Maharatis. So like that, different categories. So Maharati is the topmost. So he can fight with 11,000 soldiers, 11,000 heroes. So the main fighters he is describing. And those are Yuyudhana, Virata and Drupada. So Yuyudhana is charioteer of Krishna. So he is the same in 17th verse also. One words come Satyaki. So they are the same. Satyaki and Yuyudhana, they are the same. He is the chariot driver of, charioteer of Krishna. So 1.17, his name is there, Satyaki. There Prabhupada writes in the word to word meaning. And Virata we know. So when Arjuna, when the Pandavas they were in exile, 1 year they had taken shelter in their home, in Virata's home, their kingdom. So he is Virata. And Drupada we know, in the previous verse only his name has come, Drupada Putrena. So like that, these are some Maharathas. So we'll read the purport. Even though Drishtadyumna was not a very important obstacle in the face of Dronacharya's very great power in the military art, there were many others who were causes of fear. So they were causes of fear. So he was fearful, Duryodhana. They are mentioned by Duryodhana as great stumbling blocks on the path of victory, because each and every one of them was formidable as Bhima and Arjuna. He knew the strength of Bhima and Arjuna, and thus he compared the others with them. So here three are listed. So we'll be seeing who are the other Maharathas also. So here again in this verse, next verse, six Maharathas are described. We'll say, we'll recite.
Dushtaketuschekitana Kashi Rajascha Viryavan Guruchit Kunti Bhojascha Shayascha Narapungavaha.
So these fighters are described here. So these, after that six, and we'll go to the next verse.
Yudhamanyuscha vikranta uttamojascha viryavan saubhadra draupadeyascha sarvadeva maharata.
So Yudhamanyu, so he is mighty. Uttamoja, he is very powerful. And then saubhadra, so Sanskrit is a very nice language. So saubhadra means it refers to Abhimanyu, so the son of Subhadra. So it is such a wonderful language that just by, you know, changing some the way it is written, so we'll understand whose son he is. So Saubhadra. And Draupadeyas means they are plural, because Draupadi had five sons. So five sons of Draupadi. So sarva eva maharataha. So Abhimanyu also was very great warrior. So even at, only at the age of 16, so he was on the battlefield. So he was at the age of 16. So he had married with Uttarada, the child of Virata, King Virata. And he was so powerful that to kill him, of course these Kauravas, they were so bad that they killed him with a conspiracy. So in a very bad way, means they made a plan to kill. So without moral rules, without rules of fighting, especially when he was sleeping, it's told they killed him. That too, five commander and chiefs, so they were required to kill him. So we can imagine how much strength they have. So Bhishma, Drona, Karma, Ashwatthama, these were the four. So they four and other three, so they together. Bhishma, Drona, Karna, Ashwatthama. These are the four commanders in chief who were involved in killing him. Karna, Ashwatthama. So they were so strong. So this was the spirit of fighting. So they wanted to exhibit their talent. So Abhimanyu is so strong. So we can't imagine also. So how much strong he would be. Okay. Of course he was killed later. So then, so till this verse he summarizes, he completes describing the soldiers or the powerful people or the Maharathas on the side of Pandavas. So they are mighty Yudhamanyu, the very powerful Atamauja, the son of Subhadra and the sons of Draupadi. All these warriors are great chariot drivers. And then now, just to make sure that he will not get discouraged, because if he goes on telling about the opposite army and he doesn't tell about his army, then he may get discouraged. So now he is telling, so I will tell you about the ones who are specially qualified, who are especially powerful, only main he will tell. So in one or two verses he describes them. So we'll read. अस्माकं तु विशिष्टाये तानि बोधा द्विजोत्तमा नायकाम सैन्यस्य सम्यार्थं तान् ब्रवीमिते. But for your information, O best of the Brahmanas, let me tell you about the captains who are especially qualified to lead my military force. So especially qualified, here the word Vishishtaye comes, especially powerful. So for your information is telling, Tan Nibodha. So Nayakaha, these are the captains, my captains is telling, the main people. So I'll tell you these people. So in the next verse he will tell. भवान भीष्मश्च कर्णश्च कृपश्च समितिञ्जयः अश्वत्थामः विकर्णश्च सौमदत्तश्च. So in only one verse he describes all the so great captains of his side. So he describes him as समितिञ्जयः, so who are always victorious in the battle. So means they have never lost. So it means they have never lost in their battle. So they are so strong. So who are they? Bhavan. First, Bhavan means he is giving respect to his teacher. So this is Sanskrit word of respecting. So in English you don't have like this. So you will say, you can't use with respectful words. But in Sanskrit and other languages of India also, so respect carries. You can see the translation. Your good self. Srila Prabhupada has translated. Your good self. Not in one word, but three words he is using to describe with respect. So Bhavan means you, Dronacharya. So first Drona. Then Bhishmascha Karnascha. Bhishma Karnas. Kripascha Samitinjaya. Kripa. Then Ashwatthama. Ashwatthama. He is son of Dronacharya. Vikarna, he is again one of the sons of Dhritarashtra. And Somadatti, so he is son of Somadatta. So here, so he is very clever actually, especially if we take, okay, we will take Vikarna first. So Vikarna actually, he is not so much a in so much strong in comparison to the others. So but still he has taken his name. So why, what is the reason? So there is one system called defecation. Defecation means before the fight begins. So now fight has not begun. So conchals will mark the beginning of the fight. But before the conchals are blown, so the people on either sides have the choice. So to select their, on what side they want to fight, they can choose. So till the conchals are not blown, they can go anywhere. So out of political nature, so especially, so one son of Dhritarashtra, so whose name is, so he had left before. So somewhere I have written. So one in the secret. Yuyutsu, one son of Dhritarashtra, Yuyutsu. So formerly he had left, so he had gone and joined the side of Pandavas. So he was afraid that Vikarna also may leave. So he took his name to encourage him. So means he didn't want to glorify him, but that he is so strong, but he is still just to make sure that he is there in his side. So he took his name. So this is also one political point. So he was so political. And Ashwathama, the son of Dronacharya. So Ashwathama, what else is there to say? Vikarna also was, he was actually previously also, when Draupadi was disrobed in the front, in the assembly, openly. So that time he was the only one who objected. So that was one reason also he had thought that he may take the side of Pandavas. And Karna, he is the half brother of Arjuna. So he was born of Kunti. So before her marriage, before her marriage, he was born, and she had just wanted to test the mantras given by Durvasa Muni. So Karna was born like that. So we'll read the translation. Their personalities like you, Bhishma, Karna, Kripa, Ashwathama, Vikarna, and the son of Somadatta called Bhurishrava, who are always victorious in the battle. Duryodhana mentions the exceptional heroes in the battle, all of whom are ever victorious. Vikarna is the brother of Duryodhana. Ashwathama is the son of Dronacharya, and Somadatti or Bhurishrava is the son of the king of the Bahilikas. Karna is the half brother of Arjuna, as he was born of Kunti before her marriage with King Pandu. Drupacharya's twin sister married Dronacharya. So in this one verse, so all the main people on Kaurava side are described. So Anye cha bahava shura madarte tyakta jivitaha nana shastra praharana sarve yudha visharada. There are many other heroes who are prepared to lay down their lives for my sake. All of them are well equipped with different kinds of weapons, and all are experienced in military science. So again, Anye cha means he is describing others. Means whom he has not described in the previous verse. Bahava, great numbers, there are many. Shura, heroes. So there would be either Atiratis or Ratis, like that. Madharte, Tyakta Jivita. This is very important. Madharte means for my sake, they are ready to give up their lives. So this shows that this is already predicted actually by Duryodhana. That they will be killed. They are all come to give up their lives. So for joining the sinful Duryodhana. So already it is predicted. So and also in this is one way. But Duryodhana, he is very confident here. So he is thinking that all this combined strength will help me. So this is typical mentality of a material person. So material person thinks that my parents, my relatives, my soldiers, parents, relatives will help me. So in Bhagavatam it's told that a material person, he thinks that this body, his relatives connected to the body, all can help me. Dehapatya kalatradi, dehapatya kalasyadi, atmasaineshu asatsapi. Tesham pramatta nidhanam pashan apina pashyati. So atma saineshu means, so they think that these are the soldiers which can help me. Asat sapi, even though they are asat, even though they are temporary and even though they are going to be killed. So still Duryodhana is very proud that I have so many soldiers. So he is saying this. And he is saying they all are nana shastra praharana. They are equipped with different weapons. And sarve yuddha visharadaha, they are experienced in military science. So they are trained. So and they are experienced also. So this is also one point. So just because others should not feel that their name is not taken. So he is telling, Anye cha bhava shura, there are so many other people also. So this is one diplomatic way of Duryodhana. So there are many signs of victory for the side of Pandavas. So till now we can see first, especially in the first verse, Dhritarashtra's fear is a sign of victory. So Dhritarashtra was fearful of the influence of the holy place. So that shows that so Pandavas would be victorious. And then after that, after that here, so Madhar te tyakto jivita, it is always, this is a sign for victory. So Parpat, translation we read for this verse?
We read.
As far as the others are concerned, like Jaya Dhrita, so Srila Prabhupada are telling who are the others. Three he has mentioned, Prabhupada has mentioned. Jaya Dhrita, Kritavarma and Shalya. All are determined to lay down their lives for Duryodhana's sake. In other words, it is already concluded that all of them would die in the battle of Kurukshetra for joining the party of the sinful Duryodhana. So in the beginning only. So Krishna, he had already killed. So but he wanted Arjuna to become an instrument actually in fighting. So already their destiny was that they would be killed. So similarly, material people, they also think that my relatives will help me. But no, so they are all asat sapi. Our parents can't help us. So to come out of birth cycle of birth, old age, disease and death, because they also die. So only a bona fide guru can help. So who will guide us on the spiritual path? Duryodhana was of course confident of his victory on account of the above mentioned combined strength of his friends. See, still he was confident. So this is because of his foolishness. So even if you see in the beginning, so there was there was choice given to Arjuna and whom? Duryodhana. Either to take the soldiers or to take Krishna himself. But they don't know Krishna is the source of everything, and where Krishna is there they would win. So Sanjaya in the end of Bhagavad Gita, he says wherever there is Arjuna and Krishna there is victory also. So non-devotees, they take power, they think that they are strong because of their own assets. But Arjuna was not like that. So he thought because we have 11 Akshoni Senas, so we will win. But it was his foolishness. So next verse. Aparyaptam tadashmakam balam bhishma virakshitam paryaptam tidametesham balam bhima virakshitam. So in this verse he is, in summary he is telling what is the comparative strength. So he is telling in summary, so our strength is immeasurable compared to Bhishma, being led by Bhishma Deva. And their strength is less, it is limited, paryaptam, so being led by Bhima. So in the purport, Prabhupada says, Bhima in front of Bhishma, he is compared to a small fig. So fig means it's a small fruit. So it is, so like that, means Bhishma was very powerful, he meant to say, and combined strength also. So in the very first words, aparyaptam, here it means actually immeasurable. So this word, purposefully Duryodhana has coined it, so it has significance, because it has two meanings. So first meaning is, it is immeasurable, so which Prabhupada has used in the translation. And another meaning is not sufficient, aparyaptam. So the second verse you can see, paryaptam means it is limited. So aparyaptam also means it is not sufficient. So when Bhishma Deva will listen this, aparyaptam, immeasurable, being led by myself, I am the captain, so then he will be happy, it is immeasurable. See, properly. And then when Dronacharya will listen, so then he will think that it is not sufficient. So, means, in that way, he will think that he is giving. So, Balam Bhishma Virakshitam. So by telling not sufficient, he will catch the attention of Dronacharya also. So that although Bhishma Deva is leading, but still it is not sufficient. Means you all have also to fight. So it has two meanings like that. So this is also political way of use of words. So by telling that it is immeasurable, so he is encouraging Bhishma Deva. That because of your strength, you are leading, it is strong. And otherwise, if he uses this word, so Acharya has explained that aparyaptam, the meanings taken by Bhishma Deva and Dronacharya are different. So Bhishma Deva takes it as immeasurable. So he becomes happy. And Dronacharya understands that it is not sufficient. So both will get encouragement. So, Parpat, our strength is immeasurable and we are perfectly protected by Grandfather Bhishma, whereas the strength of the Pandavas, carefully protected by Bhima, is limited. So, in the Parpat, Srila Prabhupada writes that, we'll read that later. Herein, an estimation of comparative strength is made by Duryodhana. So, estimation. So, till now, so first if you see, Duryodhana has seen the strength of Pandavas. So this is intelligent person. So he sees the weaker side also. So means he sees, he'll consider all the pros and cons. So before fighting. So before fighting, this is first strategy. One should know how strong is the opponent. So he is very intelligent and very nicely comparing the strengths of both the armies. So he makes it. So he is summarizing here. He thinks that the strength of his armed forces is immeasurable, being specifically protected by the most experienced general, Grandfather Bhishma. So he is thinking like that. On the other hand, the forces of the Pandavas are limited, being protected by a less experienced general, Bhima, who is like a fig in the presence of Bhishma. So he is very insignificant in compared to Bhishma Deva. Duryodhana was always envious of Bhima because he knew perfectly well that if he should die at all, he would only be killed by Bhima. So Bhima had taken vow actually that he will kill Duryodhana. So Bhima was very fearful of him. So, but at the same time, he was confident of his victory on account of the presence of Bhishma, who was far superior general. So he is very elder and he is experienced. So he thought that Bhishma Dev will protect us. So especially he was confident because of the presence of Bhishma Deva. In the next verse, we'll understand that. His conclusion that he would come out of the battle victorious was well ascertained. Means it was sure, with so many reasons. So certain means it will happen like that. It will surely happen like that. So from his side, so Duryodhana thought like that. Surely we will win. Ayanechu sa sarveshu yata bhagam avastitaha bhishma meva gakshantu bhavanta sarva evahe. Actually I told for 9th verse, actually it is this, I made a mistake. So in 9th verse I told to encourage others. So especially in this verse to encourage everyone he is saying. Ayanechu sa sarveshu. So he described some people. Of course in 9th verse also he didn't take any names. But Srila Prabhupada explained who are they especially. So nana shastra praharnar sarve yuddha visharadah. But especially in this verse, he is using the verse Sarveshu. So because he is concluding. So because if some are not encouraged, So there may be others who are not so competent, but still they have to be encouraged. So just to encourage everyone, he used the word sarveshu. Yata bhagam avasthitaha. So wherever you all have been situated, so you all also, so make sure, what you all have to make sure? Bhishma eva bhi rakshantu. So protect Bhishma. So one reason he told that Bhishma is old and he may get, be engaged in fighting and that time enemies may attack. So you all be in your position, strategic positions and fight. So protecting Bhishma Deva. Bhavanta sarva eva hi. So they told that mainly you have to support Bhishma Deva. So translation. All of you must give full support to grandfather Bhishma as you stand at your respective strategic points of entrance into the phalanx of the army. Duryodhana, after praising the prowess of Bhishma, further considered that others might think that they had been considered less important. So they may be neglected like that. So leader means he has to encourage everyone in different ways. So of course in Krishna consciousness, leader may do that. So not but out of diplomatic way, in a genuine way. So in devotional service also diplomacy can be used. So we are using, we are discussing how diplomacy is not good actually. So diplomacy means, especially diplomacy means, it is planning for personal happiness, considering own happiness. So but that which is a quality, it in itself it is not bad. So when it is used in the service of Krishna, it is good. So there are many examples of devotees. So devotees, although they are very, open-minded, so they don't show one in the mind and speak, something, keep one in the mind and express something in the on the words. So they are one inside and outside. But still sometimes when it is necessary, especially even great devotees like Sanatana Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, etc. have used this. So Sanatana Goswami especially, it's very nice to remember the pastime, how he was, he bribed the in the jailer, superintendent in the jail. So what happened? So both Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami were great ministers in the kingdom of Nawab Hussain Shah. So although he was Muslim, so he employed these two great ministers. So because astrologer had told that then your kingdom will flourish. But later when the time came, Rupa Goswami left. So he just left. So and Sanatana Goswami was left behind. And because Nawab Hussain Shah understood that now Sanatana Goswami also will leave, so he imprisoned him. So and then Sanatana Goswami, he said to the person in charge of the jail that I have made so many benefits to you because he was a minister before. So now you also make one benefit. So I want to go. I want to leave the jail and I want to run away. So help me. Then he said, no, I can't help. Then I'll be caught and all. Then he told, he very diplomatically, he told, I want to become a peer, he told. Peer means in Muslim community, in every traditions, there is respect given to sadhus. Maharaj says, his own is Bhakti Vikas Maharaj, that even in Christianity, before especially this, this mood was there. If they had many children, so they would give one as a priestman for priesthood, for the church. So this is there even in Christian tradition. So he told, I want to become peer, I want to become a prophet. And then he thought like that. And not only that, I'll give you material benefit also. I'll give you gold coins. So he gave him 5,000 gold coins. And he was not so happy though. Then he gave him 10,000 gold coins. And like that he bribed him. And very intelligently he escaped. So he said, how shall I tell him? The king will catch me. No, you tell that I had gone to pass. That time they were clearing, were not like toilets. So they were clearing in the open field. So you told he had gone to clear and that time he just went into the river and the waves took him like that, ocean or river. and like that to tell. So he gave him the idea also and he escaped. So this is one analogy how Sanatana Goswami, so he used diplomacy. So if we are using it in the service of Krishna, we can use. So there are many other nice examples also. So we will not discuss. So in his usual diplomatic way, he tried to adjust the situation in his above words. So we should know, we should not use this with devotees. So we should not tell lies. So someone is engaging us when we are asked to do service, just to escape from service. We should not use, oh, we are also very intelligent, we are devotees. But if we do that, then we will be in trouble. So then we will... Then Krishna is the best cheater, no? He is cheater among the cheaters. Then he will cheat. He emphasized that Bhishma Dev was undoubtedly the greatest hero, but he was an old man, so everyone must especially think of his protection from all sides. He might become engaged in the fight and the enemy might take advantage of his full engagement on one side. So you can imagine, even at the old age he has come to fight. Now this is Kshatriya spirit. Therefore it was important that other heroes not leave their strategic positions and allow the enemy to break the phalanx. Duryodhana clearly felt that the victory of the Kurus depended on the presence of Bhishma Dev. He was confident of the full support of Bhishma Dev and Dronacharya in the battle, because he well knew that they did not even speak a word when Arjuna's wife Draupadi, in her helpless condition, had appealed to them for justice while she was being forced to appear naked in the presence of all the great generals in the assembly. Although they knew that the two generals had some sort of affection for the Pandavas, he hoped that these generals would now completely give it up, as they had done during the gambling performances. So till here, Duryodhana, so he described the both armies, and he concludes here. So next section, so begins with so blowing of the conch shells. So that we'll take next time, next lecture. So here we'll conclude. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So short class. Any questions? Brahmanas, there were different discipline was there. So military science also is taught by Brahmanas. So although some Brahmanas used to fight also. So one of them was so much. So different divisions would be there, no, in Vedas also. Even in playing bows and arrows, you need mantras also, no? So they are taught by Brahman, some of the Brahman. And they had Kshatriya spirit also. Others, how they could have been, on the battlefield. Brahmanaying Kshatriya spirit.
In the morning, Premin Prabhu said, while taking Prashadam, he will explain this in 2.47.
Okay, he'll explain this.
About Dronacharya fighting.
These are only the first
So that is when one studies nicely. That is general way to describe. There are gradations actually. Vijaya, when he will be given second initiation, he will be qualified to study the Vedas. Just qualification. But when he studies, he will become Vipra. When he understands who is Krishna, Brahma Janati Iti Brahmana. So there are gradations. This is different. Question. Out of context.
Defecation
means See, basically the fighters, kshatriyas, they just like love to fight. So they are preparing to fight throughout their lives. So it is in their blood to fight. So in one sense, I don't know reference, but many times in lectures I have heard, they don't consider which side also. They just want to fight. They just want to exhibit their strength, no? Because just like brahmanas, no? When they read so much, acharyas and all, brahmanas, they also want to fight and defeat the opposite army. So kshatriyas are also like that. But still they are concerned also. Kshatriyas, they are not just for fighting. They are concerned about dharma. So they choose. So option is given. So before fighting. So before the fight begins. So they have choice. So defecation is the point. So when it is announced that who wants to join the other side, you all can join if you all want. So the... It is not mentioned here in detail, but they announce before the battle. If you all want, you all can change the sides. So like that. So Vikarna's name was taken. So because they were concerned also. So for whom we are fighting?
So Vikarna was tending towards the Pandavas.
Means he had a doubt. So he suspected that. Because before also. I told you, Draupadi, when she was disrobed, so he had only objected, he only raised voice, so why it is like that. So naturally he may go. So just to...
That was Yuyutsu, why
it is given to give an example that how he had left and joined Pandavas.
He was the son of Dashiputra.
Yeah, he was not begot by Gandhari. So he was the son of Dhritarashtra, but one of the sons who had attended him when he was not present, when Gandhari was not present.
So Yuyutsum had joined Pandavas.
Yeah.
You mentioned that Bhishma was involved in killing Arjuna. So actually Bhishma was not there. Bhishma was in an arrow's belt.
Prabhupada told this. So, seven, we'll get reference in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto. So, seven commanders in chiefs were involved. So, may not be, we can see details, but at least conspiracy means what it is. So, fighting is not that just you'll go and fight. No, it is conspiracy means it's a plan. So, many things would be there. So one analogy I am remembering, I don't know details, but something like that I can't describe. So another conspiracy, so which I am not properly getting. So but conspiracy means, so all together they are involved. Maybe they are not, part of indirectly. So this is sure what I am speaking, but there is no doubt. So I am confident with that.
Till Bhishma was there, there was no breaking of the rules of fight. And Bhishma was on the arrow bed. Then they started breaking the rules, fighting with one Maharati. One should fight with only one person. Like one fighter should fight with only one fighter.
Yeah.
That was the rule. And then he was in the arrow bed, they broke all the rules. Because he was not there to command.
But this is clear because when he was sleeping, but Srila Prabhupada told, Ashwa, told it, he has given four, Bhishma, Drona, Karna and Ashwatthama, killed by conspiracy by seven commander in chiefs. Some details we have to know. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama. On one hand, we see that Dronacharya, the perfect Brahman, like he did not differentiate when Sanjay's enemy was sent to him for military rule, and on the other hand, we see that just for financial gain he joined the party of it.
The nice question. You have understood everyone question?
No.
So on one side, Bhishma Deva, if you see, Dronacharya, so he was a perfect Brahmana. So he was liberal in giving the message. But on the other side, so he joined a Kauravas just for financial reasons. So how it is? Brahmana means he should be truthful, no? So Bhishma Deva we can understand at different ways. So I don't remember, Prayogan, this same question had come in the previous Bhakti Shastri. So he narrated some incident, and one part of the answer is that also he is enjoying the rasa, Bhishma Deva. You are asking about Dronacharya, no? So I'll tell you answer. The next class I'll ask you in front. So this question had come in the previous Bhakti Shastri. Some history is there. So, but Bhishma Deva also comes, no, this question. Because both were on his side. And for Bhishma Deva it is there because it is a question of rasa. So he is devotee in chivalry rasa. He likes to fight with Krishna and give him pleasure. So that was one internal reason, so why he was at that side. Dronacharya, I'll tell you next class.
Virya rasa.
Virya rasa. Yeah, virya rasa, yes. Fighting. Chivalry it is called in English. So there, this understanding requires a lot of grounding in Mahabharata. And Mahabharata is very confusing also. Yes, Tila.
He was pleasuring Krishna to fighting.
He was giving pleasure.
He fight with angry.
Angry also is one mood actually. So during fighting anger should be there. But it's described that Bhishma Deva's, like his bows were just like flowers towards Krishna. So these are details. But it is basically his devotee. So he gives lot of instructions also, you know, in Bhagavatam.
Who allowed Abhimanyu to go in Chikanya?
He allowed means they allowed him to come in the battlefield, no? It's not that he is 16 years old, he can't fight. He is so strong. So that is the Kshatriya spirit, no? They are trained like that. So details I don't know, but he was surely allowed to fight by his seniors. And he was strong also. The description that seven Akshohanis, no? Seven commanders in chiefs were required to kill him. He was not ordinary. Just because he was 16 years old. Sorry?
Who taught Abhimanyu?
Who taught Abhimanyu? Yeah, that is there, that all things are there. But who taught?
In the womb. Someone was reciting.
In the womb?
Yeah, in the womb.
I don't know. Okay, next question.
So, you told that Ekalavya Dronacharya did not teach because he was Shudra, then Parashurama, why he taught to Karna?
This also, I don't know. I'll answer later.
Karna, he showed himself as a Brahmana to Parashurama. Then he gave that. But when Parashurama came to know that he is not a Brahmana, then he cursed him that when you will be requiring this at that time,
he will not get
you forget. That is why he forgets at that time. And that time, Brahmana kills him.
Okay.
again you told since you told mother, father has also they cannot
help you.
Help you get rid of this. But then future master also has disappearance.
In the sense they are asat sanya means, so spiritual master he has the, because by giving instructions of Krishna, Krishna, so spiritual master is not ordinary. So because he has taken the responsibility of delivering the, you know, his disciples. So here in this context especially it means to take the shelter of parents, so who are not Krishna conscious, who are not devotees. So if parents are also devotees, of course we won't take initiation from them. So they will also, you know, help us in conquering birth and death. So they will encourage us to take initiation. So the point is that it's told about material people. They are attached to their parents, so who are karmis also. You take later, I'll tell. Akshohani also, it's in 9th canto, all the details are given. It's very nice, big words. So I could have recited, but I couldn't manage doing that. Now, 9th canto, Prabhupada quotes that. It's okay now. They can refer. Actually, Priyavanpu had discussed this in the previous class. In detail actually, you know, with mathematical figures. But he told it is not so much in the context. So it will simply increase.
In the side of Panda, how many
people? If you ask many questions from Mahabharata, my answer would be no. So you try to understand Bhagavad Gita nicely. then later you can understand. You can learn. From Bhagavad Gita. Okay, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.